And we are live.
We're live.
We're live. Hello, everybody. This is episode 12 from Japan. can we just have the editor, sorry, insert all the tweets of like, so that they know what's going on. Just the tweets like, to.
What do you mean?
We're sick is what I mean.
Yeah, I got sick from you.
It's true.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
We're never rooming again together.
Welcome to episode 12. Yeah. I am Matara.
I'm Mint.
And we are in Japan still.
I'm in bed.
I might actually lie down in bed in a bit. I just got up to press play. We just want to apologize. There is a delay on the Patreon episode. As you may be aware, we got sick, so we haven't been able to record it. Even this morning, I was not feeling well enough to record. So
no, you went and threw up.
Yeah.
I'm spilling your beans.
Stop spilling my beans. I think it's because I took my meds on an empty stomach and I was told not to.
I told you.
Well, I forgot.
It wasn't on the package.
I had two bites of a little croissant, but the problem is Japan croissant pastries are really sweet.
Croissant.
And I wanted just like
the pie. Really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so today's episode, unfortunately, we are probably just going to look at a few questions and answer and just kind of yap it out. It was not part of our plan to get sick, to stay sick, to be sick.
Essentially, this episode was supposed to be something else.
But yeah.
Because we couldn't record it because we got sick, we're going to have to come back and record it when we're feeling better. So you can...
Oh, baby.
Look forward to that. I'm trying not to cough on your
microphone. I wonder if you sound like horizontal.
Do I sound?
Because you're lying down, right? You sound different when you're horizontal.
I'm horizontal.
She's horizontal. You know what? I'm going to get horizontal too. Let me move. Yippee. And we're going to hold hands.
No, we're not.
Please.
Not your one grimy fingy hands.
One fingy.
You don't wash your hands enough.
That is not true. I wash my hands every time.
You don't. I heard you come out of the bathroom one time.
I wash, but they smell like
I'm
soap.
I'm not going to smell your
hands. I wash, first of all, okay. That is, it's one thing to tell people that I puked, but like, you can't just lie. I wash my hands with soap all the time. You piece of shit. I know where you sleep.
I remember, though, there was one time on stream that you said you don't wash your hands after you pee.
Yeah. That's on stream.
That's
oh my God, I feel so attacked. I feel so attacked by you. Tell them you like me and I smell
down.
Nice. Well, not after the attacks, the personal attacks that you've been saying onto my name. Sorry if you guys can hear that. My pal is texting me and I have my new iPad. So now my iPad like picks up my text.
Oh yeah. I don't know what the mic is like on this.
Oh, we'll see. Well, it's. Tell them I'm not stinky. Please.
She's just a little stinky. they're like, I need to shower. Doesn't.
I did one time say I need to shower and then I didn't. But in my defense, like, I'm just not feeling well.
No, we're both feeling like poopy doo-doo.
Yeah.
The medicine helps, though.
You're such a little shit.
What?
Nothing. Telling them I'm stinky. How dare you?
You say I'm stinky all the time.
Yeah, but I don't mean it.
Did you get a cuticle pen?
I did.
Wait, hold on. I need my glasses.
I did.
Can't see it.
I got the little oil that you have. It smells like lemon. Oh, just slide it back in. You just insert it. Just pop it back in. Yeah. And then I have this little guy that pushes.
Oh, I'm
like doing my nails right now while we're talking.
She is. Wait, is that the same one I have?
Yeah, that's why I got it.
Oh.
It smells like yours. Now I'm going to think about
it. It smells like lemon though, right?
It's nice. It's nice. It smells like detergent a bit. I kind of like the dish soap.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. Like Dawn or Gain or whatever they're called.
What's it called? Let me see. So just in case people want to look it up. It's called Me Nuts.
Ooh.
Mimits. M-I-M-I-T-S.
Mimint.
Mimits.
Mimint.
Mimits.
And then I got Oil and Cuticle Pusher Pen by Beauty World.
I can't smell it.
Oh, really?
No, my
I can
nose
smell it a little bit.
Stuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, girly.
You guys hear that? I can't smell anything.
She's, yeah. I thought, the funniest thing is I thought I was doing better until this morning. But yeah. I think it's because I grind my teeth when I sleep. So I think the pressure of like grinding my teeth plus the congestion, plus then my jaw was hurting.
I told you my jaw was hurting too when I don't grind my teeth. I think it's just a side effect. If you had COVID before, did your jaw hurt?
The thing is, my COVID first time was not nearly, like it was less bad than my COVID second time.
I've heard that it gets worse every time you get it.
Oh, that's bad because this was your first time? Yeah. And it was that bad?
I told Tatara this morning I thought breathe. I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. She couldn't breathe at one point. I would have given you CPR.
No! let me die again. let me stay dead. I don't need to be a ghost.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff, actually. Oh! You know what we should do?
What?
It should be the complainer episode.
No.
Not super complaining, but a little bit.
Nobody wants to listen to us complaining for an hour.
Not even
about.
No, not 2 hours, but like you can complain about Metal Gear.
Can I talk about Metal Gear?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't have anything to complain about though. Well,
you missed out on the sold out thingy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. Since we're in Japan and things are being announced, but they're being announced for the Western world. Like the collector's edition of Metal Gear Delta got announced at 4 a.m. JST. So I missed out on pre-ordering it. But I think they'll release more. I just gotta be vigilant.
So. I hope so.
I don't think, because a lot of the places even, they don't even say like sold out. They just say coming soon.
I see. Yeah.
I think they'll release more in other places too.
Yeah, I hope so.
So. That's how it is usually with the collector's edition stuff.
Yeah.
But there was that. Today is, it's Tuesday, June 11th
mm-hmm.
in Japan.
So it's like June 10th for them.
Technically, I think it's. Okay, Miss Midnight. Oh, yeah. Midnight is tomorrow.
I have COVID, shitfish.
It's 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m. in
Eastern?
EST.
Or, yeah. Okay. So technically in PST, it's still the 10th. Get fucked.
That's true. Well, they don't care because they're going to be listening to this on the...
next week.
On the
17th. Yippee! Oh, my baby. My little baby.
If I was your baby, you wouldn't have gotten me sick.
Okay, I do have to say, when I first...
She's going to blame this on
No, I'm not blaming, but I will say, though, when I first got my test, I said, I can book a different hotel room.
I didn't think I would get sick.
That, you know... So you can't fully blame me, because I was completely willing to, like, you know...
I should have just said, get out of here, sicky.
Yeah. And I could have just went downstairs and been like, hey, can I get another hotel room, please, in
what
the same hotel?
Were...
Then I would have gone to another. There's like a million hotels.
I guess so. It's my fault. You heard it.
No.
She's victim blaming.
No, but like, you know what I mean? You can't just be like, oh, the moment I tested positive, I offered to get another hotel.
Yeah.
And you weren't positive yet, so.
I wasn't. I tested the day before.
Yeah.
And then the literal day after. No. Well, the day after I started feeling
ill. I think the day after, though, you still tested negative.
No, I only tested once, though. I tested.
Oh.
I tested and it was negative.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel totally fine. But it was after I had made a Twitter post being like,
yeah.
We got COVID.
Yep.
But I thought, you know, I just had super duper mild symptoms. I was like, I feel totally fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of a cough. And then afterwards, I tested and it was negative. And then the day after, I like was sitting in bed and I was like, I feel kind of woozy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I laid down and took a nap. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. But yeah, it's one of those things where like, I think, yeah, we should have just had me book another hotel room.
Yeah. Live and learn.
Live and, yeah.
I'm dead.
Live, learn. Laugh, hee hee, lactate.
I'm dead, yeah. And I still learn.
Yeah. One thing, though, that I do have to say.
That means we're getting different rooms for MGS.
We can. Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind. I can book. What was I going to say? I do have to say, like, I saw some comments being like, oh, what's something you learn about yourselves? No, 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 no. I think considering the fact that we came from a convention, we were tired, we took the trip, we had our periods, we got sick. We're like, y'all don't understand how small our room is. Like, we're staring at each other. Yeah. I think we could have had like really bad fights. I think we could have been like real crusty to each other.
We've been pretty good about it. Yeah. Even when we're sick, we're like, we banter and we're just like, you got me sick. But we haven't had any like...
Nope. Hey, and even sometimes, I'd be like, oh, don't do this. Or you'd be like, oh, you know, like, we're pretty good at being like, hey, like you were writing an email and I was being silly. And you're like, wait, like, I have to concentrate.
Oh, yeah, please. I was just like, shut up. I can write this email.
Yeah. So I do have to say, like, I think, like, I've traveled with people where less things went wrong and we got into huge arguments. And for us, I feel like so much went wrong.
I know.
Genuinely. And like, truly, it's not just a trip for fun, right? Like, it's also genuinely things went wrong with work. And then there's like, we have so much stuff and we still didn't like take it out on one another. So
I did have a bit of a breakdown when you left the walk, though.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I also broke down.
Yeah, you did.
So don't worry. Like, that's normal.
We've cried.
We cry a little bit. We're in touch with our feelings.
We even, we're leaving soon.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you real quick for this. Like, obviously, you know, I'm very like, I like to think positive just because if I think negative, I stew in it forever.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, I know we can come back. I know, you know, I can just do a few more sponsors. Like, I get it, but it fucking sucks. And you know, it's whatever.
I think my biggest thing is, I overbooked myself for July, so in August. So I'm just like, when do I have time to stream?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Ooh. But,
and also I was like 100% planning on streaming here. And then the room was small. And then I got sick. Yeah. I was embarrassed to stream because I was like, everyone's going to hear how sick I am.
I will say, though, for real, like, you do, like, there were times when you would talk and like your voice was just not doing it. It was not great.
Yeah. I think it's good that you didn't stream. My throat was really hurting at one point.
So. Yeah. At one point, you slept the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, you slept the whole day.
I felt, you're right. I did. No, mm-hmm. It was like I fell asleep at like 4 or 5.
But then you slept till like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was the first day that I got sick.
Yeah, that's one thing I do have to say to us. Like, I'm genuinely really proud of us. Like, when you add layers of like, we're working together, there's an audience, we're friends, and like, we're on vacation, but it's also work. There was so many ways that like, things would have gotten really bad.
Yeah.
And I just think we, you know, and then for anybody who like doesn't get periods, let me just explain really quickly. 2 days before it or a day before it, like, you just get annoyed at everything. Like, and it's, you can't help it. It's just your body's releasing hormones, right? So like, the most mundane things will happen and you're like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to like, you just become so I can usually tell because I notice I get annoyed. Like, even sometimes on stream, like, I'll get annoyed sometimes and I'm like, why am I annoyed?
I know, me too.
Like, somebody will be like, hello, Matara. And then they're going to ask a question. And in my head, I'm like, did you read the title? And then later, I'm like, oh, what a great question. Thanks for being, thanks for hanging out. Thank you for spending time. And I genuinely mean it. Like, a few days later, I'm like, man, I can't believe I was upset that somebody was like, hey, what game is this? You know?
It's so crazy, though. The day, like, when you get your period, the immune system happens. Like,
I had no
idea. It gets weaker. And the day that I got mine was the day I got COVID. So it's just like, I was fine. I was totally fine until that day. But my immune system decided to go get milk. And then I...
No. I'm sorry for laughing.
I can't breathe.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm a mouth breather.
Yeah, we are mouth breeders right now. That's true.
You breeders? We're mouth breeders?
I was like making a joke to Mint and I was like just being a little sub. Like, I can't believe you didn't do this. And then I accidentally fumbled the two words together and then she just kept making fun of me.
I was like, you're lucky you didn't say that on stream.
It was, I think it was like signal boost and post. So yeah. I said signal poost.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. But I was like, oh, I can't believe you. Signal poost. And she's like, haha, poost, 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 haha.
Poost, poost,
poost. Poost.
I wasn't even supposed to come on this trip though. Initially.
Sorry? Yeah, it's true. I invited you because.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for reminding me on this super awesome trip where I stayed inside the hotel for, oh, wait, hold on, how many days?
Like 4 days now.
Yeah. We came here on this, wait, I don't know.
We came, we saw, we conquered.
We got here on the 6th and I went out for 2 days and then I stayed in the hotel for 3 days. Yippee! Yippee! And then we go home.
Yippee!
Yeah, we came for like a thing. Well, you came for some other stuff.
Yeah.
And I came because we had an idea for something we wanted to do on the
for
podcast.
For the podcast, yeah.
And then that obviously didn't happen. So hopefully you guys can see it in a future episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee!
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 Oh, man, what a time.
Yeah. So because of that, because this was supposed to be the episode, sorry, I have to breathe.
Don't even sweat the thing
that we were supposed to do. Instead, we're answering your questions.
Yep.
It's an AMA.
Yep.
YouTube AMA.
And we'll add a bunch of stuff into it. I guess we'll probably get a lot of Metal Gear questions, so.
Oh, we'll see. You asked me about Metal Gear.
Uh-huh.
Can I talk about Metal Gear?
Nope.
I talked about the collector's edition.
No, I said no, you shouldn't.
And how I couldn't.
You
get
really
it.
Shouldn't talk about
but
Metal Gear.
But then they also
I think you
uploaded
should
stop. The trailer. They uploaded and they uploaded a video of David Hayter talking about it. And it shows some of the first stuff of Snake with his headband.
Why are you? Why does that make you giggle?
Because he looks so good. And I saw Ocelot's little face in the corner. And
I'm trying not to like look at my timeline too much because I'm getting like, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but you know, people are talking about it. So I'm like, oh.
I think everything that's been shown so far is from.
So far?
Is from. I think everything that's been shown so far.
Far. Where?
I have to clench my butt every time I cough.
One of my favorite things about coughing is then later your abs hurt. You're like, yeah, I got strong abs.
It's like hurting my hip bones. My hip bones. It's connected.
I don't know where that song from.
Leg bones connected to your elbows. Elbows connected to your.
Hold on. I will lie down. We're going to be the yin and the yang. I'm going to lie down where like I can stare at you.
Okay.
I hope my shorts aren't too short, by the way. Don't look.
You brought it up. Here, I'll take off my glasses. I can't see anything.
No, it's okay. I'll use it. Okay, I do have to say about our sleeping habits. Mint's bed. You know when you come into a hotel room and the bed is made up? You just slid under your hotel bed and like, it almost looks like the bed is still made up the way that it was.
Yeah, because I'm not a beast like you.
I usually don't get my bed changed too much at the hotel, but she changed my bed sheets and basically she like, so the first time I slept, my, how do I call it? The cover came out of the bed sheet in the way that I slept. And then she changed them. And now the next night, the cover came out. Like, look, my bed sheets. And the cover, they're not
they're
the same.
They're completely everywhere. I don't even know what. Where's your pillow?
Oh, I'm on it right now.
Oh, okay.
Like you sleep, like you will sleep on one side, on your back or on the other side. You have your little like headband on your head. That's it. Me? I am
all over the place.
Crazy.
You're doing gymnastics in your sleep. It's like Cirque du Soleil over here.
No. Yeah. I also do this thing when I sleep where I like to like take my feet from under my blanket. I really like that. Sometimes when it's like warm enough, I like take one foot out or two feet out, or I take my arms out.
You don't think someone's going to grab your foot?
I like it. I want them to grab my feet. Yeah. I'm lonely. Grab my feet, please, monsters.
Ew.
Please.
I guess so. Nobody wants a bug toe, though.
No, I like my bug toes. Bug nails are selling for a lot of money. My chitin nails.
Oh, your what?
My chitin.
What is that?
C-H-I-T-I-N.
What is that?
It's like the skin. My like armored skin. Chitin.
Oh.
Is it chitin?
I don't know.
Okay.
Google it.
I have a good question to you from Roaming Tuna.
Oh, tuna!
Have y'all discovered any pet peeves while traveling with each other? I think most of my pet peeves about you already knew.
One thing I learned about you is that if there's a packaging to something, you just take it out and then throw away the box, even if we need the box. Wait, what? Just like the chocolates over there. Your house was like, wait, the chocolates are melting. Where's the box? And you're like, I threw it out.
I just threw everything out. And then what?
And then also the medicine this morning, I was like, okay, I'm going to take it, but I also want to take my migraine medicine. I wonder if I can mix them. I should see what the ingredients are on the medicine. The box is just gone. All the pills are lying on the table and the box is gone.
Yeah, I like to recycle and throw my stuff out. You also learned that I drink really quickly.
Oh my God, yeah, I did.
Chug my little bottle.
She will grab a bottle. Okay, she got some coffee earlier.
Like the little boss can.
Yeah, she got a little boss can of coffee and a vitamin drink. And she was like, okay, I'm going to drink these real quick. And I was like, I look away for 2 seconds and I look back and she's drinking the vitamin coffee. And she's like, oof. Maybe I should have waited on the coffee.
Because it was after I puked.
Yeah, she was like, it's making me feel a little woozy. And I was like, did you already drink it? And I was like, you need to learn to savor your food.
Apparently, that's an ADHD thing.
Is it really?
Because you want dopamine.
Yeah, but don't you get the dopamine from the flavor? Isn't it
also,
like,
some of the bottles, like we've been getting this thing called BB Cola, which is like vitamins. Yeah. And
it's
tastes
so awful.
And like the faster I chug it, the faster the flavor is out.
Are you good
and
at
I like the sound
shots?
It makes. It makes like, oh, yeah. I love taking shots.
Let's see. I can't. I've never taken a shot before, so I don't know how to do it.
Mm.
I don't know how to open my. I mean, you also eat the momos, so you're used to opening your.
I'm used to opening, unhinging my jaw.
Yeah.
I
don't know how to do that.
I'm trying to think because I feel like, if anything, I hate to admit it, I actually think you're like even cuter.
Stop. Just make like, something up then. Say I'm a loud peer or something.
No, you're like, I'm thinking.
I've left a mess on the couch. It's been there since we moved
my
in.
Mess. But the thing is, your mess doesn't bother me because I'm also very messy. Right? Like,
yeah,
look,
our room is pretty messy. But
our room is messy.
I was like, God help the cleaning person when they come in here.
Yeah, your mess doesn't really, when we say mess, we mean like we have like, you know, like my clothes are kind of like in a little pile.
Yeah.
My computer stuff's in a little pile. I have like,
and
but I'll
help you
way.
Do the laundry.
Yeah, after this.
Yeah, after this.
No, I'm trying to think pet peeves. I think the only thing, but it's not really a pet peeve, is like I feel bad for it that like on this trip there was a few times where like you wanted to kind of like complain to me, but I'm kind of like in the place where I'm like, it's gonna be okay, bestie, we're doing great. So that's on me that like I feel bad that I can't meet you at that level.
There
but I
like,
just like I'm a rager. If I let myself get upset, like I will be upset for a week.
There was like that earlier. I was just like, sometimes people's positive comments just annoy me.
Yeah. And I was sitting there like, oh.
I was like, I just want to be in my sadness.
So if anything, I think like that's like
Yeah.
That's not a you pet. See, this is what therapy does. I don't blame you for things. I blame me for things.
But my things weren't like a pet peeve. I just was just like, you throw away the boxes.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what else you...
Hold on, sorry.
Sometimes you walk a little slow.
It's not my fault. I walk slow.
Okay. You did say the pet peeve doesn't have to be your fault. It just has to be stuff. You asked me to come up with something, and now you're like offended by it.
Because it's my legs.
Please just come up with anything. Comes up with something. You. How dare you?
How dare you?
What else grinds my gears about you? Oh, you don't give me enough attention sometimes.
Oh my god, that tweet you kept sending me this morning.
I sent her the tweet in the morning and it's like, I'm awake now, pay attention to me. And she goes, stop. No, genuinely, like I said, I'm very, yeah. That's why I said, I'm like, I think we treated it pretty well.
Yeah.
We're both kind of on the same wavelength on a lot of stuff. Like, for example, you know, I told you that I wanted to stream and I was like a little bit late, but you didn't pressure. You weren't like, you said you were going to stream. Why aren't you doing this? And vice versa. I feel like we're very good at like not making feel guilty. Like, how do I say that? Yeah. Not, you know.
Yeah, we weren't like.
Yeah. Like even for the podcast. Sorry to interrupt. Like, we were going to record this. I think yesterday, but then both you and I felt sick and stuff and weren't like, hey, no, we said we were going to do it. Like if this was in normal life, yes, we'd be like, hey, we said we're going to do it. Yeah. Let's follow up. But we're both sick. So we're both being really gentle with one another.
And we,
come here, let me give you a kiss.
Time, so it wasn't like a, oh, hey, I'm leaving for the airport in 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we got to record this. It was just like let's do it whenever we can. Yeah. We're just kind of taking it easy.
Yeah.
So I think it's the most we can do because otherwise the situation just sucks so much.
Yeah, yeah. I was, it's funny, you said this and then you looked at me and I just nodded at you. And then I realized I'm nodding. They don't know I'm nodding. So I have to actually be like, yeah. But yeah, like I said, I'm obvious. Obviously, I didn't need this test in our friendship, you know, like I think our friendship was strong enough without this test.
But it is like a good learning experience, like learn not to stay in the same hotel room. I sound like I'm going through puberty. But
I still can't believe like nobody caught it earlier on in our friend group. And then even you were with me for a few days and nothing.
I know, that's why.
Like, that's what I'm so shocked about.
Yeah, like, where did it come from?
Where did it go? It's been buried a long time ago.
I was just like, I'm never going to in-person conventions ever again.
All right, let me see what else we got. Hold on. I just had the tweet open. Give me a second.
Oh, let me pull it up.
It's okay. I know you took your glasses off.
No, I can still read. I can read.
Read this.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me. So I was saying read this and then I was showing her my middle finger and then she looked at me and she had to squint. She can't see that I'm holding.
It's worse too because even squinting doesn't do anything anymore. That's how bad my vision has gotten.
What is your second favorite thing about each other?
Second favorite thing about each other.
Oh, because we probably asked her favorite. I just think you're really funny, you're easygoing. You're charming.
Keep
like
going.
You're fun to hang out. Like you're really, really fun to spend time with. And like I said, even in like our absolute misery.
We are so miserable. I'm like on the verge of tears every day.
You know, I still think like it's been really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I like that you're very even though like you do joke, like I showed you because basically you showed me a store you really liked and then I instantly bought like four things there.
Yeah, you did.
I like that you're always
matching shoes.
We can get them before you go. We can get them when we come back. I can get them for you if I stay a few days later, if you tell me your size.
I already have the shoes.
The shoes. Oh, you mean the other ones?
Yeah.
I wanted to go back if I feel better, if I don't manage to change my flight earlier.
Okay.
To get some.
Are you going to stay here or what are you going to do for a hotel?
Yeah, I'll probably go downstairs. No, I'm probably going to go downstairs and book it. I'll probably do it now on like an app after this.
Yeah, that's just in case. You should go to the one that we meant to stay.
To be honest, I don't want to like bring all my stuff. I'm going to probably buy another suitcase because I want to buy some shoes and stuff like that.
Shoes.
So let's get some shoes. But yeah. What's your second favorite thing about me?
That person performed that recently, the shoes song. I don't remember their name.
Where did they perform it?
I don't remember. I saw TikToks of it.
Mm.
My favorite thing, I think, is also just, you know, I can appreciate that, you know, you like, I am a kind of person that just wants to take a second to wallow in sadness, but it is good to be positive, and I can appreciate that you are, you know, trying to be like, hey, like, I'm not trying to be so silly about this situation, but I do want to just be like, look, it's not as bad as it is, as it seems. Like, we can just come back and try again and this and that. And I can appreciate that. And, you know, thanks, like Shirley. That about you.
She says frowning. But I definitely should, like, you know, meet people more at their level sometimes. It's fine. Like, I always worry that if I, like, let myself get negative. Because you've seen me sometimes and I'm like, am I negative? Yeah. Especially a few years ago. Like, I really, like, I'll stay. Like, I remember one time we had a call. We were watching anime and I just cried for, like, 2 hours. And then, like, it's so hard for me to get out of that energy. Uh-huh. Like, so I just, but, you know, I can complain with you a little bit and get out of it after, right? I don't have to, like, go so deep.
Oh, that was 2 years ago when you cried while we watched
anime? Actually, I think it was last year almost. Oh, my God.
No, it was 2 years ago, I think.
No. Because July 7th, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, if you know, you know, is 1 year. So this must have been like...
It was earlier in the year, though.
It was earlier in the year, so it must have been like a year and a little bit. It wasn't 2 years ago, but it was like a year and a bit that I was... Because we were watching anime about Antarctica.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, yeah. Wasn't that long ago? How quickly and dramatically life changes.
Phoebe asked, Famima, Lawson, or 7-Eleven?
Which one is the one that has your favorite dessert?
Famima.
Famima. I just don't like that Famima, like, if I pay cash, I have to, like, hand them the cash. I can't just put it in the machine and it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and it, like, counts it for me.
I never do cash. I always just pay card at all of them, so I never think about that. But Famima has the best food options, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. You said it has your favorite dessert, right?
Yeah, it has like this roll cake.
Ooh.
And it's not a roll cake. It's like a crepe. You know, it's like really thin.
You showed me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bought it. So good. I like the Famima. And they also had a...
What's the third one? Family Mart? 7-Eleven? There's a third one.
Lawson.
I think I go to 7-Eleven the most, and then Lawson, and then Famima I almost never go to.
Yeah. 7-Eleven is okay.
Everywhere. It's so easy. I know what they have. 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
There's like three 7-Elevens everywhere you go.
I know a friend, though, that likes the Nana Chiki over the Fami Chiki.
Really?
Yeah, but also 7-Eleven has little spaghetti in a cup. I like that.
Yeah. She had some spaghetti this morning.
I couldn't taste it.
Little spaghetti monster.
I could smell it a little tiny bit.
I do have to say, it only took me coming to Japan like 5 times. I am officially over konbini food. It should have happened after my first trip, but... Because I feel like when you first...
I don't think it happens even after your first trip.
I feel like when you first come to Japan, you're so like, oh my God, the convenience store food, it's amazing, the sandwiches, the everything. Now I'm like, yeah, I'd much rather get everything else.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I do go there for the coffee, for the water. Yeah, I always get the big jugs of water because they're easy to carry. Coffee, water, the jellies.
It's great
What is it called? The hangover drink?
Hangover drink.
They have like the little drinks. Let me
like the chocolates we get.
No, there's like a specific ukon no chikara.
I don't know.
It's basically like you drink it before drinking. So 7-Eleven for those, but food, I'll just wait and eat somewhere else.
Yeah,
all the time.
It's great for if you need something like quick, like an onigiri.
Yeah.
But to eat there all the time, I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know why. Because like, it's just food, you know, but it's, but at the same time, there's like some, something about it that I'm like, okay, I'm sick of it. But what was I saying? I was saying earlier, Famima, when I was here last, they released a, like a buttered chicken curry.
Oh, that sounds good.
So good. It was so good. I don't know if they still have it, but I was like, yum, yum, yum. I'm eating this up.
This one is from Piappi. Who Piappi. Takes more food pics?
You do.
I think we both take about the same amount, no?
No, I don't take. I only take food pics once you... I take food pics at like themed cafes.
Yeah, you're right. And I take food pics all the time.
Yeah.
Because I've talked about it a little bit before. I don't really take photos of me anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm always scared that like... if I accidentally post one on, you know, sometimes you like fat finger your phone on Twitter.
Yeah.
So if I do that or
fat finger
if,
all the time.
Yeah. Or like if, I don't know, my phone gets hacked. I don't know. I'm always like thinking about that. So I don't want to take photos of me or anybody I'm around because I don't want them. But yeah, I do take a lot of food pictures. What's your gotta have it food when you visit?
Mos Burger Teriyaki Rice Bun Burger.
I haven't had that yet.
I get it every time I'm here.
We'll have to get it if we feel a bit better before you go.
I've already had it.
You can write it to me and then when I feel better.
I'll have it again.
You introduced me to Pepper Lunch.
Pepper Lunch!
It was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Car right here, motherfucker. Pepper Lunch.
It was really nice. I enjoyed Pepper Lunch. But my gotta have it is sushi. Oh, that being said, I guess now I understand that maybe it's because I was losing my sense of taste. But we went for sushi twice in the first 2 days before I started feeling bad. And I didn't like it.
We were just like, this sushi's so mid. We were in Takula,
which is very mid.
It's cool. It's whatever. But we were like, let's get some food and then let's go shopping. And
but it was
like,
more mid than usual.
Probably because you had no sense of taste.
Now I get that. Yeah. My gotta have it is sushi all the time. Yeah. I like first burn out on sushi and then I have other stuff.
I do. I do really like getting because I just get a bunch of veggie. It's so cheap here. So
good. I am really craving good izakaya food. We're not talking trash izakaya food. We're talking like a good takawasa. We're talking the good gyozas, like the good. Why are you giving me that look?
Because we went to that izakaya.
It was so bad and smoky. I opened the menu. I'm like, we're getting out of here.
I went just to go pee.
And then we got out.
I was like walking down the street and I was like, Batara, I don't think I'm going to make it.
We were so indecisive that night. That was funny.
I was fine. We went to a ramen place. It was in Shibuya. We went to a ramen place and it was getting later. So like, it was just like, you know, the izakaya and the ramen places that were still open. Like not even family restaurants were open at that point. They were like closing in within like a half hour. And the first place we went to was a ramen place. And I was like, oh yeah, they have chahan and ramen, which is like my favorite combination ever. I know it's just carbs and carbs, but it's so delicious. And I was like, I can't wait to eat chahan and ramen. I'm feeling this so much. And we sat down and Batara's just like, I'm just not feeling it.
I think you should. I'll be honest. Next time, I think you could be more pushy. I think you could have been like, hey, I really want to eat this. So if you're not decisive, let's just eat here.
Okay.
I promise you.
Because I really miss that I didn't get to have it.
I promise you, please, next time. Like, because I was in that undecisive mood.
Yeah. So but you were like looking at the menu and you're like, I'm just not feeling ramen.
I could have gotten the dumplings, the gyoza.
Yeah, you should have gotten it. You should have sucked it. Where did we go? I think we didn't go anywhere.
Didn't we just get food and eat at our hotel?
Yes. God, we're so lame.
we really are.
After that, we went walking around a little bit more, and then I was like, Batara, I really have to pee. And we found an izakaya, and it was so smoky in there. And
oh yeah, and it also was like, I looked at the menu. It was like the most like touristy menu. It was not great.
It wasn't touristy. It just the pictures didn't look very good. I think it might have been. But also, when I'm around people that smoke, if there's smoke, I don't have asthma, but my throat will just like clamp.
in Japan, you guys have to be careful. There's a lot of restaurants that you can smoke inside them still, especially izakayas. Yeah. And there's even restaurants where you're outside, but people are smoking.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me before when I came to Japan many years ago, where somebody asked, oh, is it fine if I, you know, we were outside. Is it fine if I smoke next to you? What am I going to say? No.
I know.
And even if they do, so yeah. And even if they do, I'm still going to. So just be mindful of that. There is a lot of smoking in Japan. But yeah, we, I did really like pepper lunch though. That was really, really nice.
Pepper lunch. So yeah, we had, and they had a Kaiju 8 collaboration.
Mm-hmm. I thought we got stuff from the collab, but we didn't get anything.
We did get stuff from the
collab. And we didn't get anything.
But they didn't give us our clear files. Yeah.
Sorry for my language.
Probably because they were like, oh, these, you know, this bug and this ghost, they don't know what they're.
Mm-hmm.
What this is, they just got it because they wanted it. No, I wanted the clear file.
Me too. You guys, come on.
Spam Goose asks, mm-hmm. Hong Kong.
Oh.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
As someone who doesn't know Japanese, what would be the best thing to do to prepare for the trip to Japan? Learn, get DeepL. Do not be afraid to like use your phone to translate things.
You
just
did
say
do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just say like, ah, sumimasen, nihongo wakaranai, which is I don't understand Japanese, or you can say wakarimasen.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've talked about is like, be prepared with your texts. So for example, when I go to the konbini, I bring my stuff to the cash and then I say, fukuro onegaishimasu, which means bag, please. I do not wait for them to say bag, please, because they're going to add text into it that I don't understand. So I just will go and I'll say, fukuro onegaishimasu. And then before, while he's like starting, as he's finishing up scanning my stuff, I'll be like, oh, kardo onegaishimasu. So I will basically like
lead
say my text before they, because if I say the text, I say my three words that I know by heart. But if they say the text, it's going to be like, and I don't know the word for cash.
They like use the keigo.
Yeah,
that makes it.
So basically, like, don't let people speak. Is my advice. Yeah, don't let people speak. Don't be afraid to use an app. Can you pass me the chocolate, please?
The melon
and the one under it. Yeah, both of them.
I tried. So we have a Dars chocolate. This one is what, melon.
Melon, yeah, like the green melon.
You can't leave it on the bed though. It's melted underneath because you got rid of the box. And this one is a lemon cheesecake.
Oh, I felt a little bit of. I swallowed my saliva a bit and I was like, oh, that tasted a little. I'm fine.
Don't throw up on me, please.
Mm.
I tried it earlier and I could only taste it a tiny, tiny bit. Don't eat all of it because I want to try it.
By the way, y'all, I had 2 squares. We got like 12. This is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try it when I can taste better later. Someone says, current events notwithstanding. Oh, this is Gato Ruffin. Current events notwithstanding, how flexible are your schedules when you go on a trip? Do you have a strict series of events or places you want to visit? Or are you open to go anywhere at any time as soon as you get to your hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to do a trip is to not have a schedule. Like, have a schedule, but also don't have a schedule. Because if your schedule, like, I would have a list of places you want to go, but then, you know, don't do say, on this day I'm doing this, on this day I'm doing this. Because what if you're just like, on this day I'm going to Ueno Park, but it's raining.
Yeah.
You know, so I would have it so, like, you could switch it, like, oh, I was going to go to Ueno Park, but instead I'm going to go to this aquarium, which we also said we were going to go to.
I mean, we're sick.
I know. So many things
I
that we
am a
do.
Little bit different in the sense that I like to have loose plans. Like, for example, I'll say I'm meeting my friends Monday. Like, I need to know that I'm meeting my friends Monday because I am busy and my friends are busy. But maybe it's we're going to go shopping. Maybe it's we're going to have lunch. Maybe it's we're going to have breakfast. Like, I need that to be kind of open.
Yeah. Like, I think having
I have one thing planned a day, usually, like a rough idea of what I'm doing every day, but maybe not like I'm planning lunch and I'm planning dinner and I'm planning. Because sometimes, let's say you meet your friend for lunch. You're like, hey, you know what? Let's go get sushi. sorry. Let's also go walk in the park after you have lunch with them.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important to like have stuff planned, because then you could be stuck like us where you're just like, I'm indecisive on what to do or what to eat. Wait. Like, you should have something. But I think for this schedule or for this time, we only had a few events, a couple of days that were pretty strict. We were like, okay, you had your animate thing, yeah, which you were still able to do, which yep, is great. You already talked about the
Warhammer Cafe.
No, it was today. I didn't go.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And then we had our thing that was supposed to be tomorrow. And then we were meeting with a couple people.
Yeah. Yeah. We were meeting with a lot of people too. Yeah. Yeah.
So it kind of really did throw a wrench in our
plans. Yeah. 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 But again. Yeah, I feel like when you travel, it's nice to have a main plan. And that's kind of the biggest thing I learned is leave a lot more room for, because if you go shopping, right? Like when I went to get my iPad, I didn't just say, oh, 30 minutes to get my iPad. It was really nice that we went shopping. We walked around. We went for sushi, like kind of leave it a little bit more open.
Yeah, it wasn't so like, okay, I have 30 minutes to do this. Okay, now run to this. Now I have an hour to do this. Okay, now do I do this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for all your questions,
Thank
by
you.
The way, everybody.
We really appreciate it. They're fun.
Yeah.
Have you picked up any habits? Oh, this one is from Sundarathalos.
Sundarathalos.
Sundarathalos. Have you picked up any habits, mannerisms, or sayings from each other? And if so, what are they?
I don't think so. Have we?
I think we mostly, like, if something happens, we'll tend to repeat it. Like, I have COVID. We'll tend to repeat it or like, but that's, you know, we didn't pick that up. I don't think, I'm trying to think of your vocal tics. I just imitate you sometimes because you'll be like,
I've noticed one thing that you do. I have not copied this, but I've noticed something that you do. I think it was from, there was another podcast, the one with Trisha Paytas in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched it, but I've seen the clip where the guy makes fun of her and he's just like, do you know that you end your sentences with and you don't do that, but you do something very similar where like, if I'm talking, you go,
I'm an active listener. I'm one of those people who are like, keep going.
But you very specifically go,
Another thing I do, if somebody's talking to me and I'm not able to like make eye contact with them, like let's say I'm on my phone, I'll be like, I'm listening.
Oh my God, it drives me insane. I'll be talking and she goes, I'm listening. And I'm like, I know. I don't need to hear you. I don't need to see you looking at me.
I think it's my neurodivergence, baby girl. It's like my neurodivergence and my need to like explain that I am paying attention to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I go, I think that's a Slavic thing, to be honest.
Maybe.
Because like that's everybody I know that is Slavic will be like,
I do it now because I'm a weeaboo and I picked up active listening because of like
Japan.
So yeah, because of Japan, so I'll be like,
No, I'm an active listener. Yeah, I don't like, there's a lot of stuff that you do, but like that's kind of very normal where like sometimes you'll like say things cuter or things like that, but everybody does that, I think.
Yeah.
You're not special or unique or different.
Nope. I have no charisma, uniqueness, nerve, or talent.
What? What was the last thing you said?
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, or talent.
Nerve or talent. Where's that from?
The RuPaul.
Ah.
I learned what that means recently, though.
Nerve?
No, the whole, okay, take the letter of each thing and make it into a word.
Charisma? No.
Yes.
Nerve? Oh, charisma? What was the second one?
Uniqueness.
Okay, I genuinely did not think it was cut. I just said it to be, wow.
I didn't know.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent.
Talent. I didn't know it was that.
You got cut, girl. because we're tired, like the reactions are registering like half a second later. You got cunt, girl.
I just snapped to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what even that means. I'm just gonna answer this one really quickly because Richard asked, are you gonna get the Metal Gear board game? And yeah, I've been getting the multitude of emails they've been sending saying, this is the last chance to update your email or your address before we send it out. So, I got it.
I have a question for you from Steam Bent.
Yeah?
When was the last time you cried? Yesterday?
Yeah, I think yesterday.
Me too. High five.
Wait, why did you cry?
Because I also was like a little overwhelmed. It wasn't a big cry. It was like a small cry. Just like, I also was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's I have a lot of feelings and emotion.
I know.
I think my cry and your cry were a little different because you probably like had a breakdown cry, right? You said?
Yeah.
Mine was kind of like, I'm happy, but I'm upset, but like things are good, but like, you know, it was one of those like bittersweet kind of like, I'm sad, but I'm also, yeah.
I just wish that, like, I mean, I went shopping and I got some clothes, so I'm happy about that. I just think, you know, I just... If our plans had been canceled for I mean, this was outside of our control.
Yeah.
But if it had been canceled on their end, I think I'd be less frustrated because I could be like, okay, well, I'm still going to go out and get, like, do stuff so that I can...
Go to Maid Cafe. Yeah. Go to the aquarium.
Yeah, so that I can have experiences to still talk about. But what experience do I have now being like, so I laid in bed and then I blew my nose and then I watched TikToks and then I blew my nose.
And then you come back from vacation and instead of having these fun stories to tell your chat, you're just like, guys, we just watched TikToks and did a little bit of work.
Yeah, and so I have nothing. I now can go back. I go back and I'm just like, yep, I spend a bunch of money to lay in bed in a hotel room. And
also like the 13-hour flight.
I know.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
In like the same month, maybe.
Yeah.
Or within a month's time to go back and do the stuff that we wanted to do. So it's just, and I get frustrated the most, I think, because I'm just like, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, if I'm not producing content for my channel, it's just, I'm not going anywhere.
I agree. That is definitely like the streamer mentality.
Yeah.
And you know, you're here and it's not like you even have good stories to tell.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, I agree.
It just really overall, like, I know we sound probably really happy and optimistic, but I think to be honest, we're just really upset and sad and we're just trying to cover that.
And I think once we're back too, like, there's a lot of games you want to play. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of deadlines. Yeah. There's a lot of things. Yeah. So I love Japan, but coming back to Japan for like 4 days, taking a 13-hour flight there and back is not my...
I mean, luckily, we're like, you know, we're privileged to be able to afford that. And like, we're super duper lucky. And so we're not taking that for... We're not like taking that for granted or anything. But it is... I mean, at the same time, we wasted... You know, we get our money from you guys, you know, donating and stuff. And so for us to come all the way over here and spend the money to get here just to sit in a hotel and do nothing.
Yeah. And chocolate.
It is a big waste.
I agree. So,
yeah. And there was the one thing that I like thought of that I thought was a good idea, but like overall, like I got,
you're a good idea.
Yeah. But overall, like, I just feel like I've been getting like, you know, the thing that I wanted for next month for my anniversary is probably not going to be able to be ready in time because they were like, oh yeah, we're going to need another extra 30 days. Mm-hmm. So it's just been kind of like a pile of like, doo-doo. I feel like I'm not progressing. I'm just stuck
where you want to be.
Yeah. So,
and unfortunately too, when it comes to your really good idea and stuff, like we can't really, you want your audience to be surprised and you want them to have a gift. So you can't even, we did work on a few things, you and I here, but we're not going to really be able to talk about it to you guys.
Yeah.
Because there's such like future and yeah.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We love you.
Yeah.
So much. This actually goes perfectly into a follow-up question I had.
Okay.
But now I lost it.
Oh my
I was like,
God.
Do you miss us? Yeah. Oh. From Fungi_V. Do you miss us? Absolutely. We miss you. So much.
We miss you guys.
So much.
I think by the time this is out, we'll be back. So
I hope so. I miss you.
Oh, maybe
all.
Not you though. I think you're extending.
If I'm not able to, if I'm not able to change my flight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you say it was like a lot of money to change it or something? Like crazy.
When I looked, I actually have to pay money to change it quite a bit, like $1,000.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to take a look. Maybe I like looked at the wrong website. Maybe if I call. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Also, you know what else really sucks? Everyone told me Japanese summer would be awful. The weather's been amazing.
It has.
When we first got here, the weather was so good.
It was so nice. It was a little warm, but it was so breezy. Mm. And Hey, I told you not to put this chocolate on the bed. This is here. It goes on your bed. If the ants come, they come for you. This is how you get ants. Do you want ants?
Do you want ants? Because this is how you get ants.
Yeah. Terrier Mon says, "Who's the best boy in Inuyasha?"
Oh, who's yours?
Koga.
Bitch.
What?
That's my best boy.
Because he is the best boy.
He is the best boy. First of all, okay, who are we going to... Miroku?
Yeah.
Sesshoubaru, Inuyasha, all trash. Koga is the best boy. I've said it before. Okay, there is the fact that, like, he's technically betrothed, about to be married to another girl, and he, like, falls in love with Kagome, but you know what?
But, okay,
what matters to us is that he is a simp.
As a kid, I would have said Inuyasha 100%.
Yeah, because
I loved Inuyasha. Yeah. But, also, wasn't Koga's an arranged marriage?
Yeah.
So which, you can't
help. But the girl liked him.
I don't, I'm sorry, but like, am I supposed to, if someone likes me,
Koga was the best guy.
Yeah, I think so
Koga
too.
Was by far the best guy, and I liked him a lot.
He was kind to Kagome. He helped her out. He liked her. Like,
yeah.
He was a gentleman.
He was not toxic. Like, listen, he had his toxicity moments because of his like fighting with Inuyasha, but Inuyasha was a dick to Kagome.
Yeah, he was.
And Miroku would have been nice, except he also was in love with every second woman that passed and always tried to grab Sango's butt.
Yeah. Miroku, I don't know why she stuck with
him. He's cute.
Is he?
I think so.
Is he?
I think so. I think Miroku's cute.
Let's see. Oh, In Rainbow asked, so Delta thoughts. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I didn't at all want to talk about Metal Gear Solid
Go,
Delta.
go. I'm listening.
Oh, gosh. What was I talking about before? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I have so many thoughts.
And prayers, girl.
I really like, I know some people were kind of lukewarm on like how they redesigned some of the models. Like some people didn't like how they redid Snake's hair. But then when you see him with the bandana, oh, he looks so. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for it. And then I'm excited to see how Eva looks because I wasn't sure how she would look or I didn't like how she looked in the patchy slot. Oh, you don't know her yet.
Should I be quiet?
Don't listen. Okay. And Ocelot, we saw him for like 2 seconds, but I also didn't like how he looked in the patchy slot because I think they made his face too lumpy. So I'm excited how he looks in this as well. And I'm really excited for the Cobra unit because I think that their designs are kind of like the most iconic for the game, you know, like, I don't know, like when I think of the Cobra unit, when I think of MGS3, I think of the Cobra unit and like how each distinctive member of the Cobra unit is and how cool they are as bosses. So, super excited about that. A lot of people have pointed out that like the boss, like she looks a lot different. Not a lot different. She looks pretty different. But I think a lot of people have pointed out that she like has like these dark circles under her eyes. She looks like she's been through some stuff. She looks so, but everything about it to me looks promising. I like that you have the two different kinds of camera angles. So you can do the legacy, you can do the original way, or you can do like a more modern camera angle if you prefer. And my only gripe is not having the yellow filter, but I really hope that they put it in as a toggle because, you know, some people might not really want it, but I really want it. Like MGS3 is one of those games that you can look at and like, you can just smell it because of that filter. Mm-hmm. But, so far, I'm really happy with it. I feel really optimistic about it. And I think the voice actors also seem really into it and really optimistic about it. And that means a lot to me as well. And Cynthia Harrell, she's going crazy on Twitter. She's just like, yeah, everybody, Snake Eater, woo! And I think this could just be, you know, this game will ultimately end up being some people's first Metal Gear game. And I would prefer that over MGS5. So, I'm just overall very happy with how things are kind of shaping up. And even when David Hayter talked with like the producer of the game, sorry, I can't remember your name, but when he talked to him,
sorry, one second. Sorry, please continue.
Yes, I will continue. when he talked to him and the guy was just like, yeah, we know that when we released the master collection, it like had some bugs and it had, you know, people were unhappy with this and that. We're still addressing those things. I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Own up to that and talk about that. And, you know, they acknowledge it and they have been, they've put out so many patches to fix it. And I know that there's people's complaint that is just like, well, if it wasn't perfect to begin with, they shouldn't have put it out. But that has always happened. You know, it's not a perfect game that is actually extremely hackable and really buggy is Pokemon like Red and Blue. Okay. So, you know what? It's true though. It's true. That game is so poorly coded.
Great argument, Mint.
It's so poorly coded. Great and you argument. Know what they couldn't do? They couldn't put out more patches. So, anyway. Why? What do you mean, great argument? What are you drinking?
It is 0.3 alcohol. Look, 0.3.
I can't see anything.
It's basically like a wine cooler.
Oh my god, she's still drinking. Even after she threw up twice today.
Once. I didn't throw up twice.
Okay.
Stop inventing things about me.
You almost threw up a second time.
Yeah. I and like felt drinking. It a little bit in my throat.
And now you're drinking.
Because now if I throw up, it's going to taste better.
Ew.
Because this is going to taste good.
Yeah, those are only a few of my thoughts. We'll have more discussion once I'm back. Thank you, everybody. I hope you spill that all over yourself.
The look you gave me. You gave me such a dirty look. Are you sure there's not more you want to add? How do you feel about this being people's first Metal Gear?
I think it's fine if this is people's first Metal Gear because it's the first in the timeline.
It doesn't take away from some of the other stuff?
I'm a release order believer. Mm. I will die on the hill. Like some people are just like,
but so when I replay, should I replay from 3?
No, you should replay from 1. Okay. Because it's like, in my opinion,
Joy Octopus, where are you?
If a series was supposed to be told in release or in timeline order, it would be released in that order. But there are things that like, there are little nuances that you get from playing, you know, MGS 1 and 2. That when you play 3, why are you doing the can? What's up with you?
Stretching.
Oh, okay. When you play MGS 1 and 2, that once you get to MGS 3, you're just like, ah, oh,
ooh.
But like, you don't get that same kind of excitement if you play it out of order or play it.
So that's kind of what's been happening with me playing Halo. Uh-huh. We're like, we're basically playing Halo 4, 1, 2, 3. And a lot of people are saying you're supposed to play 1, 2, 3. And because then when you get to 4, it's like the prequel. But I really liked starting with 4. But a lot of people did say, like, if you had played the other ones, 4 would hit you so much more emotionally much more.
That's why it's just like that's the issue with releasing things out of a timeline order, because you'll get people that will be like, no, play it in the timeline order. But it's because it makes more sense. But I'm like, well, I have a big brain, and so I can comprehend when I can form the connections in my brain without them being laid out in a chronological order.
I just think sometimes going back in time allows for a better story.
I think so,
like,
too.
You know, when you have Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, there's so much that you don't know. You just know a little bit, and then you kind of like then piece things back together. I like that a lot in stories where you piece things back.
Yeah. Don't you want like a little bit of mystery in that you're just like, what is up with this? Mm. Like you hear about, I want to say something so bad, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Can I close my ears?
I don't even want to say it, but you learn about things that they've talked about in 1 and 2 that you're just kind of like,
oh,
what is this? And then it kind of like, you know, was talked about more.
I'm guessing it has to do with like, I guess Metal Gear spoiler, the clones and the brothers and like that, all that. It's probably,
I mean, there's already so much.
Yeah.
There's so much that could be. That's why I'm not going to confirm or deny. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
I tried, everybody. I tried.
But there's so much that like, you're kind of just like, wait, how did this start? Where did this come from? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, don't you kind of want to be able to solve that? Not just it handed to you in the first episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I really like, this is why it's so funny to me when people would be like, pay attention, this part is important. Every part is important because you don't know what every, like, you don't know what was important and what isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
So when people are like, you have to pay attention, this happened. Or I've made this complaint a million times where people are like, oh, you didn't hear the important part. Because I don't know, smiley face.
That's me.
Because I don't know what's the important part because I've never played it. I'm listening, I'm doing my best, but I'm not going to retain 100% of all the information because I don't know what I'm retaining.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I'm like moving my body like Seinfeld. I'm like,
you
what's
really
the
are.
Deal? It's because I was in bed all day, so now I'm stretching.
We can take a walk after this.
I think so. I think that would be
nice.
Are
you feeling, I was feeling dizzy when I stood earlier, but.
I'm feeling fine. I'm going to take a super quick, I'm not going to wash my hair, but I'm just going to body rinse really quickly.
Is it okay if I wash my hair?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was going to say, if you don't mind if I go to the shower first, because I'll be faster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'll be faster. Yeah, you told me before drinks. You like washing your little hair.
Yeah, I have to wash my hair every day. Every day. But yeah. So,
I'm excited. I'm really excited that I'll be coming back and playing. And I'll message you about it. We can talk about it every week. Because I thought Metal Gear Con was at the end of July. It's mid-July. So I'm coming back and I'm like 12-hour streams of Metal Gear. I hope y'all are excited. I hope y'all are ready. Yeah, I'm really excited to come back and play it again and just get into it.
A lot of people are asking about MGS3 trailer stuff.
Mm.
Someone said, can you please recite pi to 100 digits from memory?
Nope.
3.1416.
That's it. I did my contribution.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah, 3.1416.
Put that away. Why are you lifting your shirt in front of me?
I'm like poking my belly button. I think the zoomies are getting to me. I think the sugar and the zoomies are getting to me.
Someone said, Koguma said, quarantine episode, sad face.
Quarantine episode. Let me see what other questions we got.
I'm looking.
Look, this is you.
This is a person holding a cat.
A really tiny cat. My timeline has been amazing. It's all just cat photos. Minty, it's so happy.
Minty Fresh Kyle asked, has Mata gotten better at Japanese?
I doubt it.
No, I think you have.
Really?
Because there was something I asked you about.
Mm-hmm. And
you already knew what it was in Japanese.
Yeah. Because I basically, it was like numbers, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think you have gotten better.
Thanks. And more beautiful.
But also, she does this horrible, awful thing where she, instead of saying arigato, she says ariga. Or instead of saying sumimasen, she goes sumima, which like sounds like it would be a trendy thing, but I think it's not at all. Nobody does that. Only she has made
also, if like somebody bumps into me, I'll be like, oh, gomen. Or gomene.
She says gomene to everybody. But I think that's more excusable than if you were like, go.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with me. It's because in Japan, they do this thing where like they shorten everything. And I think I'm just like trying to be cool in Japanese. It's like, ah, sumima. Ah, ariga.
Ariga. It's so... Yeah.
So. I need an explanation on dozo. Can I say it back to people? Dozo.
Yes.
What does it mean?
It can mean several things. Like if you're handing something to someone, dozo.
Dozo.
If you're asked or you're telling someone they can go ahead of you, oh, dozo.
Mm. So if I'm at the konbini and I'm leaving, can I be like, dozo? No.
No.
Okay.
When you're leaving the konbini, you don't say anything.
I say, arigato.
Yeah, I mean, when you leave, when you pay, you can be like, arigato gozaimasu.
Mm.
Leave.
Mm.
It's kind of like when there's like a, I've seen several.
So saying sayonara.
Do it. No, I've seen like when they're, when you.
I say matane as
when,
well.
When you go to like take Japanese classes, like beginner Japanese classes, they'll show videos of like, someone walking into a konbini and the person going "Irashimase," and then them repeating it back to him like "Irashimase," thinking it's just a greeting, and the person being like, "Why are you saying that to me?"
Enjoy your food. You do.
Oh no! Oh, it hurts.
I usually say "matane."
Didn't we also say that at the airport where they were like, "Have a nice flight," and we were like, "You"?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think I almost said it to him. I thought it was either you or me. I mean, obviously, who else would it be?
No, I'll say "matane." I don't actually say "sayonara." Usually, I'll end the conversation with like, "arigato."
Yeah, I think that's the easiest. You know.
I say this, but you don't like it. I'll say "じゃ ね."
I told her it's like you're talking to your bestie, like "じゃ ね." And but the emphasis is on the. It's not on the "じゃ."
It's on the "ね."
Yeah.
"じゃ ね."
"じゃ ね."
"じゃ ね."
Yeah, like that. If you're actually wanting to get better, I can't tell sometimes if you're regressing or if you want to get better. When you're saying "sumima."
I have no in between. I'm either like "goodbye," "sayonara," it's like farewell, or I'm like "see ya," yeah. Nerd.
See ya.
Bye.
What do you say to a cash register in your hometown when you like leave?
Cheers.
Cheers. What?
I say cheers all the time. Sometimes I do that. I go cheers.
These are good, these chocolates.
They're good, huh?
Another thing. I can taste again.
Yes. You know, sometimes when the car stops in front of you to let you pass, I'll just do a peace sign. I do it back home in Canada.
This is why I say extroverts are terrifying. Because who goes around saying cheers? Cheers.
Yeah, sometimes like
you say ciao also. Ciao.
No, I think I used to say ciao a lot. when my flesh woman was in high school, she would say ciao.
I'm gonna start being quirky and saying
No, I'm telling you, the best is when the car stops to let you through and you just go with the little wink, you go. Or sometimes
I do wave when someone lets me.
No, in. Sometimes like if a car lets me go or somebody, I'll just wink. That's it.
Just wink. Oh my God. You're just flirting with everybody out here. Wait, I thought you said you couldn't drive.
No, if a car stops, I can't drive. If a car stops to like, let's say I'm walking across the road and like, you know, they walking. Have to yield.
Oh, or okay.
If they stop, I'll.
Oh, for some reason I was like, I thought you said when a car lets you in.
No.
I mean like when you're driving. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'll say cheers a lot. I say cheers. I say cheers as a thank you sometimes. Like if somebody's like, oh, da-da-da-da-da, I'll be like, oh, cheers.
I've never heard you say that before.
Really? I say it all the time.
No, clearly you don't.
Well, it's because
I think
also,
in your head you do.
No, it's because we haven't really been to like many restaurants in America.
Maybe. Oh, we've been to plenty. You're Senorita Awesome. That's who you are.
Who the hell is that?
Have you never seen that clip?
No.
I think it's from Scream Queens. And it's this girl who like goes into a coffee shop and he's just like, what? Do you also want a double scoop espresso latte? Blah 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 blah. She's like, no, I just want a regular coffee. I don't want one of those fancy coffees. And he's just like, all right, who can I make the name out to? And she goes, Senorita Awesome. That's the vibe.
I think it's when I say cheers, it's like very casual combo. Like, let's say you're like bump into someone, like, oh, sorry, I'm like, ah, cheers. No,
you,
I don't
even
say
when
that,
you
no.
bump into someone.
No, 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 no. But like, I'll definitely be like, oh, like, let's say like you're getting a coffee. I'm like, ah, cheers.
Am I the one in the wrong here, guys? You can tell me if you're just like, come on, Mint, stop having such a stick up your butt. People say cheers all the time. I don't feel like I hear that very often.
I think it's because every time we've been like at the airport or stuff, like I went to get, like we took turns going for stuff. I think that's why you didn't hear it.
Maybe.
Are you really?
I wanted to see if I could find this TikTok.
I thought you were understimulated that you took out your TikTok. I'm like, damn, girl.
No, I wanted to see if I saved this one.
Sorry, everybody. I burped, by the way. I hope you didn't hear it. What do you say?
When what?
just, I don't, we haven't been to a lot of restaurants together, but I'm usually like super polite to the wait staff all the time.
If someone serves me, I just say thank you. Or if like, if I'm checking out, I say thank you. Mm. Like a normal.
No, I sometimes I'll like, if I say cheers, it's when I'm not talkative. Otherwise, I'm like, hey, how are you today? Da, da, da. Yeah. If I'm in the Uber, I'm like, oh, are you just starting or ending?
Oh, yeah. You How's do ask been? That. You do ask that a lot. Yeah. No, I never have heard you say cheers.
That's crazy.
I think you're lying to me.
I swear to God, I say cheers. I am tweeting this. I am tweeting this for anyone who has met me in person. I have to type slow with these nails. Do I say cheers? Mince said she never heard me say cheers before, but I say it all the time.
Oh no.
Maybe instead of tweeting it, I should just DM our friends. Think it could be easier.
Maybe. Remember the guy at the panel that was just like, I went to At Home a lot. He asked in the thing, he was like, is Otogi, that's his Oshi.
Yeah. I wrote her
Budai Susan. He was like, is she doing well? We didn't get to go see her. We didn't get to go see her, Budai Susan, because we're sick.
Sorry, Budai Susan.
Yeah, sorry.
If I get stuff, can I put it on your card? Can I just be like, Budai Susan has a card on file. I'll put it on your tab. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't believe you've never heard me say cheers.
I've never heard you. Now you're going to start saying it.
Sorry. I'm like moving the microphone, so I'm not coughing into it. I'm sorry. I'm so gross.
Now, what was it? I don't remember what I was going to say.
Budai Susan, cheers.
Yeah. Oh, now you're going to say it all the time because you're just like, I totally say, I feel like I'm being gaslit right now.
I swear to God, I say cheers quite often.
Like cowabunga choo choo. I feel like I'm being gaslit.
I think it's just because if I'm with you, I'll usually focus the conversation talking to you and not so much to like other people.
I guess so.
Maybe? No?
I don't know.
All right, let me get one more question, maybe two more. Time is a flying.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have a question for you. Okay. Why did you say you good? ? So this morning on my tweet.
No, I even clarified underneath. I know. I totally clarified what was your delusions and what was reality. Read it again, though, for people that didn't see.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to read it again? Mint said, you can't watch the Metal Gear Solid trailer. But then she said, you should watch the Metal Gear Solid trailer. Then I napped it. I think she said, leaves in tray and be the Otacon to my snake. But I'm not sure. Maybe I dreamt it. What do y'all genuinely think?
Hold on. You left out the context. That was your tweet. That was your tweet that you tweeted.
Yeah.
Yes.
But.
Because you have to think, there might be people listening to this like weeks later.
Yeah. So. But you said that I think my brain.
No, okay. And then I responded. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just go to your Twitter. I was I was keeping the hashtag open or the tweet open so that, Matara, so that I could read the questions out to people. Oh, wait. Let me actually just go to my replies. That might be faster. Replies to you.
Here.
A reply to, okay. And I wrote, so Matara wrote that, and I wrote, you good?
With like 25 question
marks. With like a lot of question marks. And then under that, I clarified, to be fair, I did originally tell her not to watch the trailer because I forgot she played the first part of Metal Gear Solid 3. But then I remember she played up to where the trailer ends, so I said she could watch it. But the rest are her delusions. So I never said that you should leave Zentraya to be the Otacon to my...
But you thought it.
No, I didn't.
But at some point, like right now, you were thinking it while you were reading. You were thinking those words while you were reading the text.
But I did not mean their intention.
Why not?
Because I was only reading the text.
Damn.
Yeah.
My heart is broken. My heart is broken. My disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined. Ruined. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I learned something today.
Which is?
I learned what raw dogging means.
In what context?
So I said that I was raw dogging COVID because I wasn't taking any medicine. And I always heard raw dogging.
I have to unclip my mic because I'm going to laugh so loud.
You don't have to laugh that loud.
Go on.
So I've always heard it in the context of doing something without like needing help or like doing like things like, you know, like I'm raw dogging this medicine or something, you know?
Usually like in the non-sexual way, people will say I'm raw dogging the week. And that usually means like not taking medication or alcohol or drugs. Yeah.
So that's what I always thought it meant. And so I said, I'm raw dogging COVID.
What did people tell
you? And people
that
were
was
like,
the tweet that you were like, I'm sorry, I delete.
And people underneath were like, what do you mean by that? And so I followed up. I was like, does raw dogging not mean what I think it meant? And so
I'm tweeting this.
There was somebody who says like, you see post deleted by
I
author.
I can't believe.
Hold on. You see post deleted by author, post deleted by author. Then you see the reply from someone saying, it does, but most people often refer to its sexual origins. And someone was like, what were these tweets?
I'm bringing you back to shame. I'm tweeting. I can't believe Mint tweeted, I'm raw dogging.
Because I thought, like, oh, yeah, I'm going COVID, no medicine. So.
Did you write dogging and raw in one word or two words?
I think it was two words. I don't know why.
You're so funny. All while I slept. Like,
while you were asleep.
If you had just told me this, what do you think it means?
Well, I now know what it means. I thought it was just a phrase because people say it normally now.
Yeah.
And now I understand the origins of said.
God, that is so. Because the implications. Hold on. I'm sorry. The implications of that are like. You're basically like taking. Like if I swab my nose, right? And it's got COVID. The implications of you raw dogging COVID is like you putting that same swab like in your nose or your mouth or like.
No.
Those are the implications, too.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it would be like, yeah, I'm raw dogging COVID. I'm not taking medicine for it. I'm just like, I'm just taking it. I got COVID. Because I hadn't taken any medicine for it. And I was just like, man, I feel like doo-doo. And I think that's what that meant.
I wish I was awake for that.
I'm glad.
It's okay. I tweeted just now. So
what did you say?
Anybody missed it, they'll know that you said that. They'll know that you said that and they'll know your shame.
No.
I wrote, I can't believe Min tweeted, I'm raw dogging COVID while I slept. And lolcat16 replied, she's a champ for that. Yeah. You're an absolute champion. That is the craziest move I've seen you do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
One last question.
No. Yeah.
Because I think I need a coffee. I've been meaning to tell you. I want to say I'm not noticing that I'm so tired, but all I do is drink like 8 cups of coffee, and I'm still tired and sleep. And I'm like, I'm not that much more tired than usual. Yeah, I am, bitch.
Yeah, because you said that you had so much coffee, like.
Yeah, and I'm still tired, and I'm still like, I will drink a coffee and then sleep.
Why'd you have to tweet that?
You want me to delete it?
No, it's fine.
I was like, ayo, seeing that pop up on my notification board. She has such a way with words.
You're so funny.
I think that's one of the funniest things you've tweeted in a while.
Even though it was unintentional. And then I was
funny.
Medicine. Medicine. I was like, because I took the medicine and like my head. Like after 10 minutes, like it just went away. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so clear right now. I felt so good.
Give me more medicine today.
Yeah, we can walk to the pharmacy and get some stuff.
Yay!
Raw dogging COVID.
Okay, not anymore if we get medicine.
Yeah, you can pick the last one.
I can pick the last one. Let me pick the last one, and then I think we're gonna call it here because I am starting to dip a little bit in my energy levels. And we still got a lot of stuff to do. Thank you, everybody, for being so patient with us on this episode that isn't like an episode. It's just two girls being sick and kissing.
I know. I feel and like also, our last couple coughing. Of episodes, because we were like planning for certain things.
No.
Sorry. Well, the last one, yes, last week's was Off-Kai. So we did talk about Off-Kai. The Off-Kai episode.
The Off-Kai episode.
Yeah.
But, have you seen this? I had him on my phone.
Oh, your little naked rider?
Yeah, I had him on my phone.
Did you
saved.
Take that like a photo? Of
How do people know? Is it because of the thing at the bottom?
I think it's because of the quality.
I took a little photo. Yeah, I think I was just so shocked to see a naked man. Also, Raiden, I thought he would be like more twinky. Like, I thought he'd be like more thin and like on muscle, even though he's clearly a soldier, like he's got to be muscled. He but is. Then seeing him naked, I was kind of like, whoa.
He is Twinkie, man.
Ugh, I think you and I have different definitions of Twinkie.
Compared to Snake.
God, those are some nice tattoo placements. Okay, I'm sorry. My last questions. I got distracted.
What were you even looking at? Stop looking at tattoos. We're answering questions.
I know. It's because I went on my profile to go find your tweet. And then I got distracted by naked man.
Oh my god.
What? Also, I'm getting hungry, I just realized.
Yeah, me too, a little bit. See?
I do that a lot.
You do, I'm telling you.
Is getting a driver's license hard?
I failed my first driver's license test. And I failed it immediately. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the parking.
You struck a lady down.
Yeah.
Raw dogged her with your car.
That's not at all what I was going to say. And what the? Why did you think that?
Go on.
The parking lot was like, it was like not wide enough to be two lanes, but it also didn't have like a middle like a stripe in the middle to designate which side was which, and I drove on the wrong side because I thought it was just one.
That is so funny.
And immediately the lady was like, stop. I was still in the parking lot. She's like, stop. And she's like flailing her arms. She's like, oh, stop. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, You drove on the wrong side of the road? And I was like, am I not? This is not a one-way place. She's like, no, go back to the parking spot. And I sadly drove back to the parking spot and really embarrassingly walked up to my dad and was like, I failed my test.
That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
And then it took me a long time to go take it again because I was so mad at that one instance. I was like, that lady sucked.
I'm sorry. That does suck.
Yeah.
I have a good one from Basupi. Between the two of you, who spends the most time on the phone? I think me. But we're pretty close.
I think we're pretty close.
Yeah.
When my social battery is getting like really low, I'm just doom scrolling.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're both on our phone a lot.
Yeah. Are you sure that was a good one to end on?
Favorite Japanese vending machine drink from Mugikara.
Corn soup.
Oh. I almost never go to the vending machines anymore because I like going to the konbini to see all. There's more selection.
There is more selection. But sometimes the vending machines will have this, will have like a gel, like a grape jelly. It's kind of different from the jelly I get, but they have those. I saw a TikTok earlier of one that I want to try. It's like a water. But when you shake it, it turns into a jelly.
I've never seen that before.
And then if you put it in your freezer, it turns into a slush.
I've never seen that before.
Me neither.
We need to find it. We need to go find it.
Well, if we can leave. I mean, we can leave and walk around and we'll be safe, everybody.
Yeah, but, I think so.
Yeah. We do still need to eat.
I think I agree.
Me too. My tummy.
I am getting hungry. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We will be back on track soon.
Thank you to our patrons. You guys here.
You guys rock.
All the patrons.
I'm sorry if you can hear me burp during the Patreon song.
I'm singing.
Yeah, you are. You look really cute right now. You look very cute.
Shut up.
No, it's true. How about in the comments, we try to use the word cute? That's a pretty easy one.
That's a pretty easy
That's
one.
A pretty easy one.
And it will
one
make us
use.
Feel better.
It will.
Because we're both sick.
But you're not allowed to say mint or matara if you're using the word cute. You're not allowed to say ghost. You're not allowed to say roach. You're not. Basically, when you say cute, you're not allowed to refer to us.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hard mode.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh, what was that?
I rubbed the couch.
I think she just farted.
Yeah, by rubbing the couch. That was a very, very loud. Yeah.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.